Hello, hello, bonjour. Welcome back to Module 3 as we step into segment number 1. So, which femme type supports you when it comes to receiving? Not going to be a big surprise. You've heard me talk about her again and again and again. However, we're going to take her deeper. This is an opportunity for you to really meet your Indi. The Indi is the aspect of you that's responsible for being. She is your beingness. And yet, there are some big misunderstandings when it comes to the Indi. Sometimes I'll hear women say, "Well, you know, I must have my Indi in sync because I meditate and I do yoga." That's fantastic. And meditation and yoga may be a way that you choose to express your Indi. It is certainly not the only way, and it is certainly not a sign that your Indi is definitely in sync. So we're going to talk about that today a little bit more. You're maybe that needs to be a name. Maybe my Indi needs to change her name. The Indi assists you in feeling calm when outside circumstances are less than ideal. I want to share a quick story with you. When my grandmother had passed away, my grandma Rose and I were incredibly close. She was actually the first introduction to my Frenchie. I didn't know it at the time, but she was a gorgeous, elegant Scottish woman that just taught me so much. And when she passed away, I was in her bathroom, and I still have this plaque. There was a plaque above her toilet in her bathroom, and it said, "Serenity is not freedom from the storm. It's peace amid the storm." That is your Indi. That's what assists you in really having that connection that everything is going to be okay. You know? So she's the aspect of you who knows exactly what it is you require. Through her, you do access your intuition. You also access your seventh sense, which is the sense of receiving that we talked about earlier. The Indi is a creative space. Oh, listen to that. I know I've shared with you before that the Indi is the femme type that I tap into in order to create my programs, to create my fashion line. She is that creative source that connects you with the opportunity to receive and to create extraordinary things. She is full of self-love and self-acceptance. Taking a closer look at the Indi, we are going to be speaking about gifting and receiving. And a new level of balance, balancing the energy that is coming in and going out in your life. What does balance really mean from an Indi perspective? You know, sometimes it feels like balance is a four-letter word, right? I mean, we have these intense feelings of stress and perfection when it comes to society's ideals or even people outside of us. And especially as women, this how do we balance all of these things, work life, home life, this, that. And I want to share with you a new perspective of balance that comes from an inner knowing and comes from a new level of peace residing inside of you. When I speak about balance, I'm not talking about everything being divvied up equally at all times. I'm not talking about spending 50% of your time on your business and 50% of time with your family on every given day, and that's what will quantify balance for you. I'm speaking about you gifting yourself the opportunity to spend time wherever it is you require on any given day that will allow you to feel balanced inside. Feel the difference. This isn't about you creating a spreadsheet and showing other people your percentages and that you've actually shown up for things equally. This is about you following your inner knowing, following that inner guidance system, and allowing yourself to feel balanced internally. Sometimes, some weeks, some months, I may spend 10% of time with my kids and 90% on other things. Other times, it's 90% I'm with my kids and 10% other things. And it's not about that. It's not about a percentage. It's you giving yourself permission in any given moment, in any given week, in any given month to allow yourself to feel fulfilled in what it is you know internally you're required to show up inside of, who you're actually being. So I invite you to let go of guilt and let go of the equation that things need to be balanced from the outside perspective in certain percentages at any given time. This truly is about finding your inner balance and giving yourself permission to follow through on that which you know to be true for you. Let's talk about the Indi, receiving and confidence. A big sign that your Indi is out of sync is a big lack of self-confidence, a big feeling of unworthiness, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. So, to open up yourself fully to the sense of receiving, you must have confidence and self-trust inside of your Indi. Some of you have started to talk about this already, in that your Indi speaks very softly. She's not in there, grabbing your attention all the time. She can be incredibly subtle. Many women attempt to receive with the energy of the Frenchie. This will not work to the fullest extent. I'm not saying that you cannot receive anything from your Frenchie energy. You certainly can. However, your Frenchie is there to enjoy the receiving opportunity that has already been opened up inside of your indie. You first must feel worthy to receive. And if there's something inside of you that's not in alignment, if you're feeling not congruent with your truth, you will have difficulty receiving. So sometimes people call in an experience in their life and it looks like something they'll enjoy from their Frenchie perspective. But if they don't feel worthy for the experience, they will not be able to receive it fully. That's the indie that assists you with opening up to that level of receiving. If you do not have the capacity to receive on a deeper level, you will end up then blocking your Frenchie from fully enjoying what is present for you, and you will find yourself back in a resentment space with an overcompensating New Yorker. So if you felt, oh my gosh, how do I work on which femme type at a time, and how do I make sure I'm paying attention to all of them, this is what I was sharing with you. Not to worry. Opening up and focusing on any femme type will allow a residual effect and a deepening effect for all the other femme types involved. Your indie is a major priority. The indie, as I said, it's who you're being. So I'd like to ask you a question. Who do you require to be to allow yourself to receive the things that you are truly wanting in your life? So again, pause the module and take a moment just to reflect on that. What is your awareness already at this point in the program around your indie? And just listen to her. Again, you don't need to overthink it, and you also don't need to overanalyze. Just go ahead and pause the program, pause the module at this point. Hear what your indie has to say. Who do you require to be to allow yourself to receive the things you are truly desiring in your life? Go ahead and make a note of how she responds and meet me back here. The energy of your indie will allow you to receive. The indie allows you to remain in the eye of the storm and observe from a higher level. She assists you with your inner state of knowing. So what happens if we forget the indie? What becomes present for you in your life if your indie is not in sync? Let's take a look at this. If you neglect the indie, you will feel as if you have lost your sense of self. Many women come into Elegant Femme feeling this way. You will easily identify with others around you, maybe your husband, your kids, your business, your clients, and you will feel massive pulls of emotion, meaning that you will be incredibly susceptible to what's going on outside of you to determine your inner feeling. You will look outside of yourself. Is this person happy? Is this person upset? Is this going well? Is that not going well? And you will determine how you're allowed to feel inside based on what's going on outside of you. You will feel really affected by increasing and decreasing drama, acceptance, and rejection of others will rule you. You will be absorbed by others' wants, needs, and opinions. You will find yourself justifying yourself to others and even to yourself. I invite you to really take a look at this because it doesn't mean that we don't care at all about the opinions of others or we don't ask other people how they might feel. It's different, though, judging your own self-worth based on how other people feel and how they may be reacting to a certain situation. So being ruled by that energy, it really is a feeling of, it can be, in fact, a feeling of deep despair inside. And it can also at times feel so debilitating, just waiting for how someone else is going to react or perceive a situation, waiting for you to feel and react based on how someone else is reacting, in fact. So tap into that and see if you can resonate with that at this point in time. You will be overcompensating with the New Yorker and doing too much. Very often when women are out of sync with their indie and in a faux New Yorker energy, they will feel a kind of a draining source of adrenaline in their lives, and yet they don't feel like they're accomplishing what they really need to be accomplishing. Life will certainly feel harder than you know it should be. You will be missing out on receiving. This is where healthy boundaries, respect for yourself, and drawing that gorgeous central circle that we talked about in the last module will assist you in identifying who you really are. When you enhance the indie, when you allow her to step forward in your life, you will find yourself more able to course correct when stressful events come into your life. And you will feel yourself being more present when relating to others. So instead of waiting for the reaction of someone else for you to give yourself permission on how you should feel, you will find yourself more easily navigating into a place of wholeness inside of you. And from that space, you choosing to react in a way that's congruent with who you really are and how you really feel about a situation. It also allows you to be flexible. We've talked about absolutes in the past, and I've shared with you the awareness of, and really the opportunity to be aware of not stepping into absolutes. When you're inside an indie energy, you allow yourself to course correct and really look at the bigger picture and say, okay, what's being required of me right now in this moment in order for me to stay congruent with my truth? Very, very beautiful. You don't get stuck or trapped inside of situations. Your intuition and higher self will become clearer and more audible as you tap into the power of the indie. So her voice right now might be very subtle. It might be difficult to hear. You might feel like you can't even hear her at all, or you only hear her sometimes. As you continue to enhance her, it will be incredibly clear who's speaking and what she is inviting you to participate in. The incredible energy from self-realization and beingness that comes with the indie will dispel any excessive need for approval from others and allow you to regain your real balance. Your real balance, remember, not based on someone else's percentages of how they feel you should be living your life, but based on that real opportunity for you to surrender to that inner balance, that inner awareness of what you require in any given moment. Now, approval from others. Everybody, you know, we're real, we're human. Everybody likes to be liked. So it's not about becoming stone and no longer having any emotion. But here, you see how I say excessive need. So feeling paralyzed and frozen and not like you can make any movement unless someone else approves of you and what it is you're choosing. That disappears. Your sense of receiving will begin working on your behalf subconsciously. This is fantastic as this starts to happen. People will begin to sense a shift, and they won't be able to see it. They won't even know exactly what's happening, but they will feel it. Your life will change. Very often, clients that step into this energy, people will say to them, what happened to you? What happened to your life? How are things falling into place so easily? It's like you've been stepping into this, and now all of a sudden it's here. So it's beautiful when people see that reflection. It's gorgeous. But again, that's not what you're going for. You're going for that internal knowing and allowing of your sense of receiving to be working on your behalf without you pushing. So as you shift the energy, allow yourself to receive and find pleasure in it. This is a gorgeous connection point between the indie and the Frenchie. As you start to follow your inner knowing, as you allow yourself to gift yourself permission to step into the indie energy, it's also about following it with ease and pleasure, feeling good when you're following your indie, not following it with a state of resistance or contraction inside. Let's talk for a minute about the power of sensuality. Some of you have heard about this before, and some of you may be brand new to this concept. When I began teaching content inside of Elegant Femme, I became very aware of a specific place inside of a woman's body that really housed a deep set of emotions and an opportunity that has to do with receiving. When we talk about the power of sensuality, I want to tell you exactly where it's located, and I also want to review to you about what sensuality really means. We talk about this in the very beginning module. We talk about the senses. Sensuality meaning living your life awake and engaged with all of your senses. So there's something specific about the power of sensuality and your indie. Your indie actually governs your power of sensuality. And your indie is located in a very special place inside the body. You're going to start to feel this come full circle and make a connection for you as you begin to continue to, I should say, deepen inside of this material. I already said to you, what do we mean when we say sensuality? Living life awake and engaged with all of our senses. So where do you connect with receiving? You connect with receiving inside your power of sensuality, inside that energy that the indie governs. And inside of that, I want to share with you where the power of sensuality is found in your body. If you put your fist kind of like 3 or 4 fingertips below your belly button, and it's a very tender, tender space, this is actually where your indie is located inside your body. You know, very often women will subconsciously know this. They'll reach for this place. It's kind of a gut reaction. You know, if you feel yourself ever grabbing your belly and you say, oh, my gut just, you know, your power of sensuality is right there in that space. This is also where your sensual circle extends from. So I want to bring that information forward for you now in Module 3. Now that you're aware of your sensual circle, it extends from this place and then goes out and around you, above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, but it extends from this place. This is a really good awareness for you to have at any point when you know your sensual circle, or if you're starting to feel your sensual circle might be being compromised, you can very often feel it right there in your power of sensuality. This spot is also called sweetness, a beautiful, beautiful word for it. It's also where we store our emotions. This area of our body has a great need to be respected and acknowledged, especially by family and friends, and it also governs the sense of taste. So a couple things for you to be aware of inside your sense of receiving. So go ahead and enjoy that first part of the module and that first segment. Feel into the material there. Begin to connect with the energy of your indie. And I will meet you back here as we open up and enhance your sense of receiving through your indie.